you and me and BPD. Don't know what episode it is, but welcome to season 3. Hi, how are ya? it's been a while. As always, we begin by giving some gratitude to all of you who have messaged and talked to me and checked in on me and seen what's going on in my life. I am always amazed at how big this podcast has become, how many people all around the world in countries that I never expected to, but people are just listening, and it's a beautiful thing. It's also kind of nerve-wracking. It's a little bit scary, not gonna lie, to know that there are people who think that I have everything under control. Because in all honesty, I am a human, same as any other person. And I think a lot of us, especially when we have mental health issues, and we look at people who are so open about their mental health, we kind of like idolize them a little bit, or we feel like a sense of, oh, I could be that. That could be me. And I still feel that all the time. So I'm on this journey, same as all of you, same as every other person on this planet, just trying to figure out what it means to be human. Season 3 is going to be different. I can already tell my vibe is different, my energy is different, my understanding of mental health is different, and so I just thought I would jump on and just make an intro episode, because this is going to be a different season. So essentially, I started the podcast. It was called You and Me and BPD, and it's awesome. I love this podcast. I love making it. Some days it's very taxing, but for the most part, I like making it. And at first, I was going to focus specifically on BPD. Like, I was going to focus on BPD and understanding BPD and what does it mean to have BPD and how can we explain it to people who don't understand and how can we make the world a better place for people with BPD. And last year, at the beginning of 2021, I began to explore potentially what it might mean to have a misdiagnosis of BPD, because it does happen. And I started some diagnostic testing to figure out what is actually going on, because there's some aspects of BPD that fit me. I know that there's other aspects that I feel like I don't feel as much, and instead I have some other issues going on. So I did some diagnostic testing. It took about 4 or 5 months. It cost a whole load of money that I did not have, but it's beside the point. And in August of 2021, I was re-diagnosed with BPD, which is great, still have that. And I got a new diagnosis of autism and being on the autism spectrum. And I never really addressed that in the podcast. I think I mentioned it 1 or 2 times, and I've kind of mentioned it on my Instagram because that's what I use a lot to just kind of fill in my daily life. And I don't know, there was some part of me that was still processing what that meant. And I think for a lot of people, when they get a new diagnosis, it takes some time, you know, it takes a lot of introspection and a lot of awareness to recognize that maybe things that you thought belonged to something else actually signify a different diagnosis. And I took my time. I took a lot of personal just unpacking of what it means to both be autistic and also have BPD. And I realized that while there are some things that are overlap, and there's a lot of research that says that BPD could be, especially in females, misdiagnosed and really be autism. I have been formally diagnosed with both, and I accept that as the truth, the reality of the way I live is I have BPD and I am also autistic. And so, due to that, we're gonna kind of move into a little bit more of an investigation into what is the differences, at least in my opinion. And there's some people who say that there are no differences, that it's just a misdiagnosis, that if you have BPD, you are automatically autistic. And I don't want to be putting that out there. I mean, you can do your research for yourself. I think it's always important to listen to various perspectives. But for my own diagnostic process, I was diagnosed with both. I have both. I am both. I am a person living with borderline personality disorder. And I happen to be autistic. Whether that is all of us, it's really up to you to figure that out. And I am not a doctor and I am not going to diagnose you as anything. And because of that, it's kind of changed a little bit how I view my mental health. Because a lot of the times, and I've talked about this, I've mentioned it before, a lot of the times BPD is believed to have been caused by trauma and traumatic things in early childhood. And for the most part, that's true. Across kind of the board of people with BPD, you see neglectful childhoods, you see childhood abuse and trauma, you see like abusive situations in the household. And autism isn't like that. Autism is a kind of like brain. It's a neurological kind of mapping of your psyche. And to kind of rectify these two things together has been very interesting for me, because I think for a long time I used my BPD diagnosis as a kind of like, this is the way I am, this is why I am the way I am. And it built up a lot of animosity and a lot of kind of anger within me, even more than I typically feel, of just like, well, if this had been different, I would be a different person. If this hadn't have happened, I would not have this condition, all these different things. And then when I got diagnosed with autism, it was kind of this realization that from the get-go, I am this person. And whether or not the things in my life have attributed to it, it's kind of beside the point. I am this person. I live with these two conditions on top of the chronic pain that I live with and depression and anxiety and all those different things that are all just really labels for the various states of being a human. And BPD is, some people hate the term BPD. Some people don't want to be associated with it. I happen to think that it's kind of like a hidden superpower, because the spectrum of emotion that you feel when you have BPD is just all over the place. You can feel elated and happy and borderline manic, and then you can feel so depressed and so down, and then you feel numb to the world and you feel melancholy and apathy. And the amount of emotions that we are capable of feeling in a day is far more vast than I think the emotional spectrum of a neurotypical, and we'll get into these kind of conversations about neurotypical and neurodivergency, because I think that's something that is coming out, is what is neurodivergency, what is being neurotypical. But when you live with BPD, the main thing that I've realized is the amount of emotions that I feel go all the way across the board. And on the one hand, that's really hard to handle. It's really hard to feel all of these emotions and sometimes rapidly feeling them. But on the other hand, there's a kind of beauty in it. There's a kind of sense that we are experiencing life in all the chaos and all the good and the bad and the ugly. And if anything, I hope that what you take from this podcast in general and kind of my experiences that I share is that life is messy and hard, and no one said it was going to be easy. And it is always going to be a struggle. But that in the struggle, there's beauty and there's a kind of acceptance and surrender that ends up coming out from it. So, as the podcast is called You, the Listener, and Me, the Individual, and BPD, we're also going to be exploring a little bit of what is autism and what is it for like, how does it kind of coexist with mental health issues, and how is it hindered by mental health issues, or how is it supported by mental health issues, and what does it mean to kind of look at this label of BPD? And I think for a while I really clung to it. I was like, I am someone living with BPD, like this is all I am. And as I've begun to unpack what that means, especially through the help of Buddhism, and I will make a podcast about Buddhism and you can take it or leave it, it's up to you. But I will just introduce a little bit of the Buddhist techniques and ideas that have supported me, because it really is a big part of my life. I also just want to just kind of be a little bit more honest about what it means to be me as an individual, and to also live with a condition that affects lots of people. Like, from global statistics, BPD affects 1 to 2 or 3% of the population globally. That's kind of a lot of people. That's a good amount of people out there who are struggling or feeling lonely or feeling depressed or don't know how to talk about their feelings. And I'm always so amazed at the people who reach out to me and tell me things like, oh, I could never talk about my mental health. Like, I am so grateful for you talking about your mental health, because I'm just one person in this vast expanse of the earth and the cosmos. And I have to live authentically the way I am, because for a long time I tried to hide it. And I tried to ignore all the things going on in my head, and it was really hard for me, and it created a lot of disconnect between me and the people I cared about, or between me and the things I cared about. And I think I've mentioned this a couple of times, but I think we need more honesty. We need people to stand up and say, I live with this condition, I live with this mental illness, I live with whatever it is that you live with. And to kind of, it's really scary. It's scary to put yourself out there, but it's important for people to recognize that humans are humans, and there's so much that we can learn from one another. There's so much I learn from people who message me and who tell me so much about their life, and I'm like, you're so insightful. And then they go, well, I can never share it like you. And it's like, no, but you can. And you should. And you should be honest with the people in your life. And I'm sorry. I know that there's some situations where people in our lives don't take the time or energy to care about us and what we're going through. And if you're in that position, I'm so sorry that you might feel lonely or you might feel isolated. And I still feel that a lot of the time, even with this podcast, even with being as honest as I am. But I think it's also important that for me, I kind of continue this and I kind of shift it into a more authentic way of being. So if you follow this podcast because you're like, yes, BPD, love learning about BPD, awesome, great. I still hope to do a couple more things about BPD. I'm going to be talking about what a favorite person is, and that in itself is a whole thing. The next episode that I'm going to be making after this one is a kind of revisiting of the basics of the 9 criteria that you have to meet to be diagnosed with BPD. Because I think in my first episode that I did, it was only like 17 minutes, but it was very kind of generalized and quick, and I want to spend a little bit more time breaking them down, because I think a lot of people, they read the criteria or they get diagnosed and they go, I never thought that was me. And it's like, well, it's actually a lot of us. And I think there's more of us if we were to get the diagnosis. And that's the other thing. We're going to talk a little bit about how hard it is to get a diagnosis. And I've mentioned this before that, you know, it's a hard thing. And it requires a lot of honesty. It requires you to be honest with the people in your life and your doctors and a therapist you might not know and say, hey, I need a little bit extra help. And hopefully this podcast and other various internet resources will be something that can help you to feel comfortable with accepting who you are and learning to unpack yourself. Because I truly believe that some of our best healing comes from listening to ourselves and spending time with ourselves and recognizing that we are never alone in any of the struggles that we face. In any of the times that you might feel overwhelmed or you might feel like you just can't go on. I've been there. And many of us have been there. And you're not ever alone. Like, I hope you know that the world is a big, wide place and there is someone else out there who is feeling whatever you are feeling. And I hope I can be supportive to you. I'm planning on doing a couple more interviews this season that I'm kind of trying to figure out now. And as always, if you want to follow me and kind of like my everyday life or other things going on in my life, you can head over to my Instagram at journey, journey, .bound, bound. That is just me in kind of my most authentic form sharing my life. And sometimes I ask questions about podcasts, like what do you want to see coming up or what kind of episode should I make next? So if you want to connect, send me a message. You can do that. I made this thing where you can donate if you feel inclined to, because obviously I don't get paid doing this. And I also don't work. And that's another episode topic that we're going to be talking about is work and mental health, because it's hard. If you are working right now, I commend you, because it's not easy to work and deal with mental health. And we're going to be talking about what it means to be a mom, because my son is about to turn 9. He's more aware of my mental health things. He's more aware of the things that I deal with. And because of that, we've been having some really interesting conversations. So we're going to talk about what it means to talk to your child or to explain to your child potentially what mental health is and how to check in on them. And there's a lot coming up, and it's also going to be a lot more personal. So if personal things kind of freak you out a little bit, trust me, I'm the same. Sometimes when people are talking about personal things, it can bring up a lot of triggers within me, and we'll talk about triggers too. So if that feels a little bit uncomfortable, that's fine. As always, you can take the podcast, you can leave the podcast, you can listen to a couple of minutes of something and then be like, not really my style, not really what I want to be doing right now. And that's totally fine. I still hope that you know that I support you, and I am on your side. All right, that donation thing, it's through my Instagram, or it's like a link on my Instagram, but anyways, it's from a place called Buy Me a Coffee, and essentially you can donate if you want to any amount. If you look up You and Me and BPD, you'll find it there. It's just something that I've had people ask how they can support me, so I just figured I would put that out there, but really no pressure. I am not someone who, this is not my job, you know, this is just something that I do because I need to. I am constantly talking about mental health, constantly learning about mental health, constantly thinking about mental health, and I just really like talking to people and not feeling alone myself, because I feel alone a lot of the time, as I've mentioned before. So yeah, this is an introduction to season 3. Season 3 is going to be different. And I'm just excited for you to be here. And I hope you know that I support you. I see when people listen to this, I see the different countries that you're in. I see how many people like listen, and I am thankful for every single person, because in no way ever did I expect anybody to listen to this. Like, if you listen to the first couple of episodes, I just kind of made it and put it out there and just hope that someone would hear it. And here we are. We reached 23K listens, like plays of the podcast, which is wild to me. But I am just so grateful for every person who is on this path alongside me and just trying to figure themselves out, because that's all we can do. All we can do at the end of the day is just live our lives and hope that maybe, just maybe, we can have a little bit more of an understanding of ourselves and why we are the way we are. So I will see you in the next episode, and yeah, that's about it. All right, bye.